This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Welcome in on a Tuesday afternoon. The guys are getting settled in to do radio today.
Guy. Take them to the bridge, David. How long you been waiting for that?
We're out. David's in. Sorry about
all
that.
Right. It's all Jazzy right. Cat in the cone from 2 to 6.
Take them to 6, David. We have a very busy show planned. I'm very excited because we're going to start out with complete nonsense. Then we're going to get into something serious because I can't believe the trade rumors I'm seeing involving the Lions and the Pistons. And then at 4, Rico had a bit of an awakening. Rico realized who might be the biggest villain in the world of sports. So we're going to talk about kind of who makes that list at 4. But can we start out with the silliness, if I may?
Okay.
I understand trade rumors are just that. They're rumors. I think some of them are outright made up. It's just content, right? It's like, it's just there.
Okay. Yeah, because I'm interested. Which trade rumors are we talking about?
We're going to talk about something I don't understand. I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know why the Lions would do it. And I don't know who of the Lions' customer base would want to do it. If you are ever perusing the internet on the line and you see Lions trade,
okay,
do you know the name that is associated with it? It's not Trey Hendrickson.
No.
Not a pass rusher. It's not a center to replace Frank Ragnow. Do you know the name? It's on every website.
Not Jair.
No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
No, that would actually, even though it makes no sense, would still make more sense than this.
Okay.
On no less than 7 different websites this week, the trade du jour has been the Lions trading for Shedeur Sanders. And as the Yin-Yang Twins famously once said, huh? What?
Are you serious?
Dead serious. If you could do the experiment live, if you just typed in Lions trade rumor,
okay.
So the trade basically centers on Hendon Hooker and a 5th-round pick for Shedeur. And not only do I not understand why the Lions would do it, but I don't understand why the Browns would do it. Now, if you say the Browns have a bunch of quarterbacks, you say that the Browns, Shedeur's a distraction or Dillon Gabriel beat him out, fine enough. But that's not my problem. Second of all, if you had Hendon Hooker here for the last couple of years, doesn't he know the system more than Shedeur?
Don't get me started on that, but...
Okay, I'm listening.
No, but if he did, you wouldn't have to hire a science teacher to come and lead your team and be the backup quarterback right before the playoffs. Shedeur Sanders?
people can, and I'm not, believe me, there's really no scenario I would advocate for it because I think Shadur's a distraction. Part of that is his fault. A lot of it isn't. But I have no interest in it. I don't know that he can play NFL football. Now, you signed Kyle Allen. Is he any good? No. You have Hendon Hooker. Is he any good? Probably not. You lose your starting quarterback in this league, you're dead. So if you're going to call up and tell me we need a better backup, I'll just tell you it doesn't matter. If Jared Goff falls down a flight of stairs, you're toast. So why is this a thing? Is there anyone on planet Earth who actually hears that rumor and goes, yeah, I'm in. Let's do that. Would it be to have a long-term solution? A cheaper backup quarterback? Guy goes in the fifth round versus guy in the third round? Guy on the first year of a rookie deal versus a guy on a third year. You can make those cases. But why would you invite that into your locker room?
Because I think Shadur is the sizzle that this team has not had at quarterback. Jared Goff, fine quarterback. He gets the job done. You know, Ben Johnson basically revolutionized his career. Took him from being this guy that we just thought was a Band-Aid guy to now people chant his names in grocery stores. But he's not that sizzle guy. He's not that guy that everybody's going to tune in to want to watch. You want your Jaden Daniels. You want your CJ Stroud. You want that guy. And I guess Shadur is that name that everybody just keeps telling you he's going to be all that. Even though he went in the fifth round, well, it was because of a conspiracy. I don't understand this, but you're right. This is actually a trade proposition that
people, you can see it's on a million different websites. How credible, how not. Guys, you know my opinion. I would be flabbergasted if the Lions did that. But here's the question. Let's step back for a minute. Is there anyone out there who wants it, who wants to do it, who wants Shadur Sanders? Look, I'll listen. No yelling, no nonsense. But I would guess a vast majority of you simply would be like, no. That's where I'm at. Mm-hmm. The Hendon Hooker thing, I don't even know that he is your backup. And if you wanted to have a cheaper third string guy, open up some more cap space, maybe somehow in the calculus of Holmes and Dizner, that gets you Zadarius Smith. I don't know, guys. I don't even want to go that granular. In the world, like, Rico, I understand.
If you told me that they were going to make the trade and, like, bring in Jameis Winston, okay, at least he's played in the NFL. He's won a couple of games.
I can make that happen.
He's a good backup.
Would you like that to happen today? I can make that happen.
Only.
Or could I offer you a side of Russell Wilson?
You know what? I would take Jameis Winston, but if that's the case, he has to do a weekly show with our. He's got to come on our show weekly. Yes. Because I just want you two to trade recipes with each
yes.
other.
Yes. But I want to tell
them.
Exactly. Go ahead, David. I know you want to. 248-539-9797. But this is, look, two trade rumors are going to kind of set the table for today's show. One is this, which makes no sense. It just doesn't add up, and it's everywhere, and I don't know why. What we're going to do at 3 o'clock, you can make a case for it. I disagree with it, but I'm far more understanding of a conversation.
Yeah, this one doesn't make sense because even if you wanted to bring Shadur Sanders in, Mike, because the one thing that Detroiters have been clamoring some, we want the mobile QB. That ain't Shadur Sanders. He's not the mobile QB. He can scramble around in the backfield. He plays great, as I like to call backyard football or street football, where he's not going to get tackled. But he's not the guy that he's just going to tuck the ball and run and pick up 40, 50 yards. That's not his game. So I think you just want the fame. You want the notoriety. You want, you know, NFL Network outside of Allen Park saying, hey, here's Shadur Sanders doing reps.
But isn't that the opposite of how the Lions do business? They don't want that.
Totally the opposite.
They want grit. They want you to go to work, grab your lunch pail, do your job. They don't need a fifth-round pick showing up in a $500,000 car.
Right.
They don't need his daddy talking about. I just
because the first Goff interception is going to be. Well, you know who wouldn't throw that pick? Shadur, my kid.
People, if you're just tuning in, understand it's not our idea. This is not us playing fantasy radio. If you go and look and search out trade rumors, NFL Lions. It's not a replacement for Ragnow. It's not a collection of Hendrickson proposals. It's Shedeur Sanders, and I don't know how it works. Maybe one site started it, and everyone just in the aggregate picked it up and put it out there.
Newsweek, Sporting News, Yahoo Sports.
It's everywhere. Why?
So this isn't just fanboy.com.
No. Right. Like Bob's Honolulu Blue Boner.net. Right. No, it's these are like, please, somebody can help me understand it. I'm all ears and a big nose, too, but I'm all ears. 248-539-9797. David, would you, since you opened the show, would you enjoy the opening remarks?
Yeah, this doesn't make any sense to me. When I looked this up and saw this, it made absolutely no sense to me, because if Hendon Hooker can't be your backup, because they brought in someone else to be the backup, if he can't be your backup, why would trading for a rookie who was drafted in the late rounds be a better selection? I don't see it. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Let me add to that. Really, what value does Hendon Hooker give the Browns? Because it's not like he's gone out there and tore it up as a Lion. I mean, once again, when they had to bring in a backup QB for the playoffs, that told me everything I needed to know. Son, you're not ready, and you'll never be ready. You're not a part of this. You're a part of this team because you're the emergency quarterback. That's it. You came in with a lot of hype, and you never went to that next level that you became that guy that they could count on. So, yeah. They got a guy who wasn't in the league for an entire year.
I really thought it was a joke, and I thought it was fake websites for a second. I thought it was, you know, these crazy, I click on it and I got a virus or something. But it was real.
It's hot take, fanboy guy, hey, I love blue, let's go.com. No, I'm looking at news.
That actually may be a Wolverine site.
No, that's, well, you know what? You're right. Bet.
I mean, David, just we can get a few ticket texts. I'm not going to belabor it. It was something I was really trying to figure it out. I wondered if we would get a few people who said, yes, we should do this. Do we get a few people who go, this is ridiculous? That's my standpoint. And just understand, I never really consider backup quarterback a thing. If you lose your starter, your season is over. Those are the rules. You're paying Jared Goff a lot of money. Just like in cities like Philly, yes, did they have a miracle and Nick Foles took them to a Super Bowl late stages?
Man, it's rare that you have that Tom Brady, that guy who everything failed and backup guy actually came in and
once
stole
a generation,
the job.
Someone breaks the mold. Look, it happened with the Giants in 1990. Phil Simms broke his ankle. Jeff Hostetler in week 13 takes over the reins and they win a Super Bowl. But the point is you can't battle-proof that.
No.
No one started the year going, listen, if Drew Bledsoe dies, this Tom Brady kid, no one did.
Trust me, nobody said, yeah, if this Jimmy G and Trey Lance doesn't work out,
Brock Purdy will save you. Right. So, look, trying to put the pieces together, trying to understand it. 248-539-9797. Happy to hear from you on it. If you think it's total crap like I do, say it. If you have an interest, you won't be yelled at. But I just don't think anyone does. We'll get some ticket texts. Maybe David will bring it out of the break. That was an exciting moment for everybody. Sorry about that.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so we're starting with something a little light, looking for your help. 3 o'clock, though, we're going to lock in. Pistons, major media, major superstar, major rumor. And I'll be the first to tell you that despite being Mr. I want them to make a splash, I'm going to harpoon this idea. But we'll get to it. I think some of you will want to do it. We'll talk about it at 3. What we're starting with is simple. In the world of trade rumors, this one is as goofy as it gets, and yet it's everywhere. And it involves your Lions, and it involves Shedeur Sanders. You guys do what you want. There's no way I'd bring him in my building. There is a reason he went in the 5th round. Part of it is he's not that good at football. The other part of it is you get to a point in a draft, you cannot have a person with his profile, or, and as Rico said, with his loquacious father, holding a clipboard.
Dude,
it's a distraction.
The juice is just not worth the squeeze.
No. No. Look at Cleveland when they were told to take him by their owner. Everybody in the room looked like they wanted to just take a cyanide capsule.
Congratulations, Shedeur, you're a Brown.
And click.
Yay.
David, the ticket text, though, what are the early returns on this?
I think Shedeur Sanders would be an upgrade. Hooker has 6 snaps in the NFL. He is not young anymore. Take the trade as Roger in Huntington Woods.
Hendon Hooker was never young. Didn't he enter the league at 25 or 26?
Like 32 or something.
He was not 32 or 25. He was a little bit older.
He was Wilford Brimley.
He didn't have the bittis.
The bittis.
Close to retirement age, I believe. Right here, right now, I will trade for Sanders. If I'm only giving up Hooker in the 5th round, paid based on the facts. I think it's safe to say that Hooker can't play.
Okay, but for the people saying that they – 248-539-9797, because I really like to talk to some of these people. You do realize what comes with bringing Shedeur Sanders here is that Jared Goff has the game that he has in Houston, and our phone lines are going to be full of when are we going to put Shedeur in? Oh, my goodness. We need to upgrade our quarterback. This isn't working out. Goff can't get us over the hump. He's going to be a circus. That's what you're inviting here into Detroit. I just want to know. 248-539-9797. Are you sure you want the circus here?
This feels like a quote-unquote, we are desperate for clicks type article because I can't think of any reason we would trade for Shedeur Sanders.
And again, if it were one place, I would disregard it. It's everywhere, including, you know, I don't want to attach too much of, but some reputable places. I don't understand it. Like, why is this a thing?
It reminded me, you know, I thought it was like the Paul Skeens thing. Like, seriously, why? I was like, why are we talking about this? This doesn't make a lick of sense.
By the way, Hendon Hooker's 27. You know, David wasn't that off saying 32.
Yeah, that, it's a little bit of a difference. Okay?
NFL years, he's not far off.
It's a little bit of a difference. That means he got into the league, what, at 24?
But all right, hold on. So let's workshop this for a minute. Let's say that every website that's putting this out there, let's workshop through this. Is Shedeur Sanders a better long-term prospect than Hendon Hooker? Where you believe you bring him in, you have Goff, you're going to adjust Goff's deal. That's the other thing. Look, next year, they're $10, $12 million over the cap. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean anything because, A, the cap will go up, and, B, they're going to redo Goff's deal. Well, what does that mean? It means Goff, instead of having to have him two more years, you probably have him three or four more.
Right.
You move the money down the line. It makes it more of a problem but to
that's
get rid
the,
of him.
But that's the main reason why you're not going to go after Shedeur Sanders.
That's the point.
Because if you make the trade for Shedeur, you're saying that Goff's days are numbered. And when the deal is up, the deal is up. And you're going to try to trade him or release him. Or you're just going to pay him a ridiculous amount of money in that final year.
And there is a part of me where it's like Holmes has done some wacky stuff. Like, remember the Trinity Benson hero arc? I don't know. Like, is this just Trinity Benson?
I never understood that. And he just kept bringing him back. Bringing him back. No, he's going to work this time.
This is the year.
This
Trinity Benson is gets the it year. Right. But let's hear from a few of the people. I'm fine talking about it. I don't understand it. But it's everywhere.
Because if you go after Shedeur Sanders, it's calling for the end of Goff because you're saying that this is going to be our guy. And it's the circus. The second, he's the quarterback. He represents everything that the Goff haters don't like. He ain't mobile. He ain't this. He ain't that. You know, he's a system quarterback. He's a game manager. All of those different things. Even though Shedeur's the same way, people. But he doesn't have a famous father. You're going to be inviting the circus if you bring him here.
Let's go to Marcus, 97.1. Marcus, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up with y'all?
How are you,
Marcus? Hey, I've been following the show ever since the year Matt Stafford, and they was arguing, should we bring back Matt Stafford or Dominican Sue?
Oh, my.
So that's why I think Lions are kind of SOL with hanging on the Goff. I think bringing Shedeur here would put a for sure time clock on Goff, and he needs to get pushed. He should have to worry about his position because he's the reason that the last 2 years we're not in the Super Bowl. So I'm all for the Shedeur thing. He's basically a black version of Goff. He's a pro-style quarterback, mm-hmm. can make all the throws, and he's going to bring jersey sales, all of the above, and is going to definitely put a clock on Goff. Goff is the weakest link. If we would have had Brock Purdy in that 49ers game, we would have won that game, period. To me, Goff, I am a Goff hater, so he should be playing Goff. Not in the NFL no more.
All right, and listen, I respect the
Flacco or somebody.
I respect that you have said what's on your heart, that you are a Goff hater. I can't be mad. You don't like the guy. You think he's the weak link. But, man, trading for Shedeur Sanders, like, guys, if you're in a Super Bowl window, forget about all the trade rumors and Sporting News and USA Today and all these websites. Forget about all of that. Mm-hmm. If you're in a Super Bowl window and you don't want your quarterback, which I have no evidence of, but let's workshop it out. Man, you ain't trading for a guy like Shedeur Sanders. You're trading for a player.
True. But let me help out the people like Marcus, okay? I'm not for this, but, Mike, you've seen this before. If for you do make the trade, guess who you don't have to pay for a while is your quarterback, which means that Holmes can do what he loves to do the most. Pay all his other guys, keeps the band together because I don't have to pay the quarterback this amount of money. I got the guy on the rookie contract. So I can go out and break the bank with Aiden and I can bring in this guy and I can keep all of my players. I can keep Branch. I can keep Joseph. I can keep everybody because I'm not paying the QB. It would work the way Brad Holmes likes to do business. I don't agree.
I know none of us are advocating.
And for a lot of people, Marcus isn't the only one that believes, hey, Goff is the old and busted quarterback. You need the new age guy who could go out there, has mobility, can extend plays. We joke about mobile Goff season when he gets that one run for 5 yards.
And he does it beautifully, so watch your mouth.
Oh, yes. The best 5 yards ever.
Thank you. Some say maybe even six.
Thank you very much. Let's go to Eric 97.1. Eric, what's up?
What's up, y'all?
How are you?
I'm good, man. Like I was saying, I would be inclined to at least put it on the table if it freed up money to pick up somebody like Za'Darius. And for the comment that I keep hearing, do we want to bring that circus here? Correct me if I'm wrong. There was a small choir singing the praises of Hendon Hooker as soon as we acquired him.
I wasn't one of them. Golf. I was not in that choir. I hated that draft pick. I'm just trying to, on the record, you can't, don't put that evil on me, Eric.
True. But I'm just saying, I picked up the noise from somewhere, and I listen to you guys daily.
You know who it is. You know who it is. It's Jim Costa.
Okay. We'll burn it. We'll put it in his bag.
Thank you.
But at the same time, man, it is intriguing. And at the same time, we don't have a backup of substance. Everybody, you just said it yourself. If Jared goes down, our season is over. So what would be the big problem with putting a guy like Shadur in that sold you some tickets, that sold you some jerseys, that got us some more public notoriety, which we could use? We're all loving that.
Because my answer is this. I'll give you an example, though. And I mean, Eric, I'm just shooting you straight. I would say this about Cam Ward. I would say it about Jackson Dart. I'll say it about Quinn Ewers, any of these rookie quarterbacks. My offhand answer is you won't win a game you start a rookie. You won't win a game. Now, you can bring up Jaden Daniels. That's a whole different thing. That's a young team. The system that was tailored for him, they hired the OC for him. You know, that is a different thing. And Washington was already decent. Now, if you're telling me, hey, we're going to put Shadur in, we're going to let him throw it 10 times a game, we're going to pound the rock. The point is your season's over regardless. As it pertains to winning a Super Bowl. It's just over. It doesn't matter who
you get.
Could
it work here, though, with the Lions and all the toys that we have, the running backs, and the wide receivers, and the tight ends?
Here's where I'll let you answer it, because here's my answer. And again, if you're just tuning in and going, have Mike and Rico lost their ever-loving minds? No. This is everywhere on the internet that the Lions should trade for Shadur Sanders. Rico, here's what I want you to hearken to. I don't think he can play football.
Oh.
I don't think he's any good.
You're taking it to the next level.
I just don't think he's any good.
Am I kidding? People with garbage.
They ran a high school offense at Colorado. He held onto the ball way too long. He doesn't have an elite arm. He doesn't have elite mobility. That's before we get to the personality flaws. So for me, I don't get it. I'd rather start Kenny at this point. 248-539-9797. Put a beer helmet on him. Snap the ball.
I got you.
Yeah, look at that. Peak masculinity right there. We'll get more of the phone calls. We will get a football today. 3 o'clock. Serious trade conversation.
This isn't serious?
No, not for me, it's not. 97.1.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
David, I want to check in on the ticket text. And if you're just joining, don't get into Sonny Bono here and run into a tree. Just hear me. We haven't lost our mind. We're not doing fantasy radio. Every website, if you're perusing for Lions and trades, thinking, well, they'll replace Ragnow, or hey, maybe there's a password. No, the name that's out there is Shedeur Sanders. I thought it was The Onion. The problem is when it's at 7, 8, 10 different websites, and some of them have the name of Sporting News, etc., Yahoo Sports, etc. Guys, do I advocate for it? Absolutely not. But what we wanted to do was see, does anyone actually not think this is terrible? The idea of Hendon Hooker and a sixth-round pick out, Shedeur Sanders here. My answer is no. You know why? Doesn't mean I'm right. But that's just where I'm at. So, David, some ticket techs will knock out some of the calls, get a football today, and then we really got to strap in for the 3 o'clock because I think it's going to be a war. I really don't want what someone's propagating for the Pistons. Go ahead.
Depends.
If the Lions trade for Shedeur Sanders, I'm done. I don't want that piece of garbage player in our organization. He and his dad are nothing but a distraction at this team. They don't need that distraction. Why do people think a fifth-round pick would put a clock on golf just because of his name? Holmes doesn't care about names. He doesn't want that noise. Sanders hasn't done anything in the pros. People are talking like he's already done something. He's done nothing noteworthy in college. Sanders carries the same question mark that Hooker does, Evan in a van.
No, I'll say this about Sanders, and maybe, if this thing goes through and the trade actually happens, I don't think it will, but let's just say for the sake of argument that it does. Mike, he was able to do things with Travis Hunter. You're actually giving him real wide receivers, real running backs, real tight end. Maybe he could be a good enough game manager with this type of team. He's basically becoming kind of what the Vikings would be with J.J. McCarthy, where you got all the talent in the world. I just don't know if you can handle all of this, but we're going to hand you the keys to a Ferrari. Don't crash it.
I'm with you, Mike. If we are not talking about moves that put us closer to winning the Super Bowl, it's a waste of time. Don't need it.
No. And again, now I'm not trying to be rude to anyone in particular. It's just I've heard some stupid trade ideas for the Lions on this station the last few days. I'm not advocating any of this. I'm not propagating this. This isn't a golly gee, Rico. What do you think of this idea? This makes no sense. Can anyone help make any sense of it? Let's go to the people, and then we'll get to a football today. Charles, what's going on, buddy?
How we doing, fellas?
Good, Charles. What's up?
So I just kind of wanted to call in and give my 2 cents on this. I think what's even more ridiculous than the trade proposition itself is that we have people calling in here actually saying that they think this should be on the table for the Lions. I think this is probably the stupidest trade you can make. And it just, like you said, Mike, it doesn't make any sense for a few reasons. One, it's the stupidest trade. It has nothing but negative consequences that could come out of this. He's not going to make our team better now. The only reason you would even consider making this trade is for the 1% chance that he maybe hits in the future and possibly becomes a difference maker. And like I said, I mean, even that is just such low odds. It just makes no sense. And then just looking at it from Brad Holmes' point of view is like, why in the world would you trade somebody who you at one point you thought was a second round talent for somebody who was taken in the fifth round? It makes absolutely no sense.
I'll explain this, and I want Rico to, you know, punch me in the head if I'm wrong, Charles. I treat this like recruiting.
Okay.
Nobody cares you were a five-star 3 years ago and you're on your third school. You ain't a five-star no more. You're just another common bum.
You know what? Let me help clean that up and simplify it. In 3 years, if you're still talking about your high school achievements,
there you go.
You haven't done anything on the next level in college.
No physical violence, but you did it better. Yeah. It's just it doesn't matter what you were.
Yeah. If we're still talking about Hendon Hooker and what he did at Tennessee 3 years into the pros, guys, that's a major red flag.
Well, the 2021 five-star. Yeah.
You know who we're not talking about? We're not talking about C.J. Stroud and his days at Ohio State. Most people don't even remember he played at Ohio State. Why? Because look at what he's doing with the Texans.
Go to Thomas 97.1. Tommy, how you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm confused, and it kills me because this kid is catching hell because Deion is his father. I like Deion, real honest and truthful guy. I actually met him on a couple occasions at football camps with different kids. Real good dude. Really love the kids, and he teaches football. Now, let's get to Shador. The kid is a quarterback, man. I don't care how people try and frame it. That dude threw for 17,000 yards at Colorado with a bad offensive line. With a bad offensive line and was a Heisman candidate and had a pro coach as his offensive coordinator. Like, come on. Ain't nobody saying he's going to come in and light it up. You know what I'm saying? He's going to have better weapons if he was to start, but I don't see him starting. I don't see him starting, but he could be a bridge quarterback. He's actually outshining Gabriel. He actually outshined Gabriel in rookie camp. Like, this is ridiculous. Stop doing this to this kid, man.
No. Like, no.
Let him come.
Thomas.
Let him come
hey,
in
Thomas.
And learn.
Tom,
let, him in, let him come in and learn to be a pro.
No. I don't have to do anything. And second of all, if he's all the things you said he is, why was he a fifth round pick? Just answer it.
Number one, because the NFL is full of, I don't even want to cuss right now, because the NFL is full of it.
Why are you so angry, man? Just cool out.
I'm not angry. I'm saying.
You said you were just going to cuss.
Develop. Let this kid develop. People did the same thing with LeBron James' son. Let these kids develop and learn how to be pros. Stop doing this because people got a hatred for his father.
Nobody hates his father.
We gotta stop doing this to black men who raised black boys.
There it is.
They give it to LeVar Ball. Y'all gotta stop this, man. This is ridiculous.
Go ahead. I tried.
I mean, as far as Bronny James goes, Bronny James is not a good basketball player. I don't care who his father is. I don't care what color he is. He's not good.
We got to stop doing this. Let these kids develop.
So you can't have an opinion.
Hold on.
Let Thomas, these kids develop and see what they become.
This is the pros. What do you mean? Let them develop.
Right. If he turned out to be a bad quarterback, then he turned out to be a bad quarterback. But his record shows that he's proven something. He's proven something.
What did he win at Colorado? I missed that.
You didn't win anything. They had a bad offensive line, but he still threw for 17,000 yards. I forgot how many. He barely threw picks at Colorado.
Actually, you're one digit too big. He threw for 7,000. So, okay, and we're done here. If you just want to come out and say it and say bad white man impugning black man, you can just say it. I mean, it doesn't make it true, but we can kind of just get point A to point B. If you'd like to say you're racist, you may as well just say it. It doesn't mean it's true, but you'll save all of us a lot of frustration. I've given you why I don't like him. You chose to ignore all those reasons, including Pat Shurmur being your OC is not a good thing. Ask anyone who scouts football and knows football. That was a rather simplistic Tecmo Bowl offense. He holds on to the ball too long. He doesn't process well.
Well, hold on. But the thing is, using his logic, I guess anybody who is black that gets drafted in any league should get a chance and make the team. It doesn't work that way. It's a business. If you can't help me win games, you don't get to be on the team.
Here.
You get cut.
Let's do equal opportunity. I'm going to call a white guy a bum. His name's Quinn Ewers. He sucks. I thought he was the most overrated prospect in the history of Earth going into college. He wasn't that good in college. And he's not going to be good in the pros. Also, white guy. See, but, I can do this all day.
I mean, I look at Shador and I'm like, he didn't win any big notable games. Like, what's that moment that you're like, oh, yeah, I remember. And it was probably against a bad team. Like, he didn't beat anybody worthwhile. And
look,
you hurt your argument when you lumped him in there with Bronny James because Bronny shouldn't be in the league. Okay? Let's just call it what it is.
I also
think he wasn't that good at USC.
Deion is interesting. We're in the interesting business. I don't have to like what Deion does, but I think it's interesting. I don't hate the guy. I just think he's kind of a circus act with the way he runs his program. Okay? And when Shadur's out there doing some of the things he does, when he threw his entire team under the bus, which you didn't comment on, when he's out there and he's mouthy as hell and they're down,
waving his watch around.
I just think there's certain parts that turn NFL teams away, white, black, or otherwise. But live in whatever world you want.
And the thing about that, I think I'm okay if you talk trash. Like I love Deion as a pro, but Deion and his son would talk a lot of stuff, and then when things didn't go their way, then all of a sudden the world was bad people and you guys just have it against us. But when things were going their way, they had no problem talking trash. Mike, I'm all about the trash talking, but if you dish it out, you have to be able to take it.
All right, let's turn our attention to football for about 8 minutes. It's football today. David. Yesterday, we had the passing trios. Today, David has the best running back duos. The running backs are back. And while we don't want to pay them, because you need multiples of them, we like the rankings as we are just about a month away from camp. David.
Yeah, they are definitely on the rise. Let's start with the honorable mention. Here you have the Jags with Travis Etienne and Tank Bigsby. You have Seattle with Kenneth Walker III and Zach Charbonnet. And then you have the Green Bay Packers with Josh Jacobs and Emmanuel Wilson.
So, couple things. First of all, I wouldn't put the Packers there. Jacksonville's interesting. Bigsby might be better than ATN. Mm-hmm. The Seattle thing, it's all about health. If Charbonnet and K-9 are healthy, it's a really nice 1-2.
It is.
Their skills play off of each other. How often are they healthy? It's really quite a problem. All right, David, let's get into the top 10. No honorable mention for my Giants. That's hurtful.
No,
Tracy and Scatabooboo.
They
Come
may
on.
Be in the top 10. Why are you selling them short?
I like Tyrone Tracy.
Mike, they could be in the top 10.
All right.
You're selling your team short.
I know the Lions are number one, so there's no drama, but let's keep it going.
I will tell you this. There's a lot of projection on this list, okay?
Okay.
Are the Lions number one?
A lot of projection. Lions are number one. Yeah,
the Lions are number one.
Scatabooboo. Yeah. Come on. Project Mike Allstott.
So, number 10 are the Pittsburgh Steelers with Jalen Warren and Caleb Johnson.
Who?
Well, Caleb Johnson, your guy. Jalen Warren has been a nice third down back. David, I'll be honest. You could have given me a lot of guesses. I wouldn't have had the Steelers there.
That's what I'm saying. There's projection here because what they're saying is Johnson could eventually take over the backfield midseason. Well, then wouldn't that mean Jalen Warren's not as good and your duo's not that great?
It's that Jalen Warren keeps the role he's best at. Like, look, he outperformed Najee Harris. But Jalen Warren's not a guy you can give 20 touches
starter,
to.
He's not the bell cow. You need somebody who can carry the rock, 15, 20 times. I don't think that's him.
Number 9, the Los Angeles Chargers with Najee Harris and Omarion Hampton.
Love it. Oh. I love it because.
Just 9, though.
Yeah, but look, Harbaugh's going to run his offense. And I'll separate what I think of Harbaugh. As a pro coach, he's very good. Those two play off each other really well because Omarion Hampton, for people who haven't watched him in North Carolina, which is everybody, you can't tackle him. He's just really good at making the first guy miss, the yards after contact. It's just a really nice 1-2.
And I guess they're 9 because you're right. It's, as David said, it's projection. But, yeah, the way Harbaugh's going to use the running backs, I could easily see that combination as a top five.
Number eight would be James Cook and Ray Davis.
Love it. Yeah. I mean, Cook's a superstar. He's kind of a different version of Jahmyr Gibbs. And then Ray Davis just runs angry. That works to me. Now, they got to get Cook signed and got to get him in camp.
Sure got to get him happy.
Yeah, he's there, but he ain't doing anything. Number seven, Minnesota Vikings, Aaron Jones and Jordan Mason.
Oh, that's right. They did make the trade for Jordan Mason. Because I was like, well, who's Minnesota's tandem? If Mason can give you what he did last year, he was a surprise when McCaffrey went down, that now he can come in and just kind of be that backup role for Jones. And with all the other pieces that they have, I could easily see I get why this tandem is on there at what, seven.
I'd take Buffalo over Minnesota. I'd take the Chargers over Minnesota. I think this one's too high. And Aaron Jones, another year older. I'm not trying to say he's bad. But
the only reason why I would leave it there is just because it's speculate. I don't know if Cook's going to be happy. I don't know if Cook's going to be playing.
So based on projecting, if he plays or nothing.
If Cook was under contract and is happy, then yes, I would agree with Mike.
Number six, the 49ers with Christian McCaffrey and Isaac Grindu.
There we go. Get it all out.
Just go.
Get it all out.
Go ahead and glaze your team.
David, it really boils down. It's kind of like the Lions. It's the offensive line. And you saw that when Mason went down, Isaac Grindu came in there and basically said you can get rid of Mason. Christian McCaffrey is the key. If he's healthy, if the experimental surgeries worked, then yes, they got a back that's one of the best backs in the league. If it didn't, it's going to be a long season again.
Number five, the Atlanta Falcons. Have you seen Bijan run and Tyler Algier?
See, that to me is top three. Algier is arguably the best backup running back in football. And he's part of the reason Bijan doesn't get as many red zone carries as he should. Mm-hmm. But it's top tier. And if the quarterback, like Rico was just talking about how the O-line's the key for San Francisco, the quarterback play is going to be the key to Atlanta. If they could ever face a six-man box, imagine what those two guys could do. I love their backfield.
Mm-hmm. Now,
yeah, and it kind of reminds me of the Lions where, like, if you're that fantasy guy, I don't know which back is more valuable.
Both.
Because they, right, it's
more
like. You, right.
Flex.
Right. So.
Just all.
So Falcons at five, I would definitely put them above the next group.
New York Giants?
We're talking duos here.
Tyrone Tracy and Cam Scatterbuck.
I think this next duo is not really a duo, but it's the Philadelphia Eagles. It's Saquon Barkley and A.J. Dillon. It's just Saquon.
I totally agree. And A.J. Dillon, workout warrior. Oh, Quadzilla. Listen, he's very mediocre. Saquon's greatness enough? It's a lot like Rico's team.
Yeah.
Is CMC's greatness enough that Isaac Grindu could be on this list?
He only made the list. Grindu made it because of that long run against, I think, was it the Lions? Anyway, basically, Dillon is the tap-out guy. When Saquon taps the helmet, Dillon, go in the game for a couple plays. I drink some Gatorade, and then I'll be back.
That's why it's not a duo.
Technically, it is, David. He's
Yeah, but David, in your list, you wouldn't feature Saquon Barkley. I mean, come on.
That's true. Okay, number three, Carolina Panthers, Hubbard and Rico Dowdell. I mean, Dowdell.
What?
I'm sorry.
Rico
Dowdell. Yeah, he's number three.
What? They have Chuba Hubbard and Rico Dowdell. Did anyone miss they drafted Jonathan Brooks?
Yeah.
Dowdell may not even play.
But he's a Cowboy.
Yeah. Former Cowboy,
How did... What? How? How is Carolina number three? What is this?
That I don't understand. I would have easily put them in the honorable mention.
Jonathan Brooks would not be playing this season. He is already put on the PUP list.
Oh, he's dead.
Done for the year.
Okay, well, F that. All right. Boy, Cookies is going to be pissed. He owns him in Dynasty.
Oh,
poor. You hate to see it.
Just hate to
see
it.
All right, go to number two.
Number two, the Buccaneers with Bucky Irving and Rashad White.
Yes. Bucky Irving's a star. And Rashad White, it's like Rico said, tap out guy. He's not super productive. He's basically 3.5 yards a carry and then he dies. Mm-hmm. But he never gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage.
But it's just so funny that we just forget about the Buccaneers and they just have all of these players.
Because they have no pass rush.
And they go under the radar.
The reason they can't win is they have no pass rush and they are coached by an idiot. That's kind of the two I have. I'm not a Todd Bowles guy. Go ahead.
They got one guy on there.
Well, we got number one. Line. It was the Lions. Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery.
There's not a lot to say.
Yeah.
It's comprehensive. They play off each other really, really well.
But it is projection that the offensive line will be there for them.
Now, you're right. That will change.
That's the biggest thing for the Lions is they did a lot with that offensive line. But, you know, the center is there. Running up the middle, I think
it's really how close number two gets to them. Because they'll be number one.
See, I think that with Ragnow leaving, it's going to hurt David Montgomery because he got a lot of his yards just going right up the middle. Gibbs is going to swing to the outside. He's fast. It doesn't matter. But I don't know if Montgomery is going to get the same type of exactly.
And that's where we leave it. That's football today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident. Now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.